Oh my goodness, it is such a blessing to hear voices in here. I know God is not, you know, his presence isn't limited, you know, when we're not together, but my goodness, it really is a blessing for just all of us to be back together and, you know, have other faces and voices in the room. I just want to praise God for that. So before we go into this, you guys can stay seated for a minute. I have a good bit to say this morning. Normally we do four songs at the beginning. We're just doing three. And at first I was like, what's that about? I talked to you guys about how, you know, I go through the song selecting process and everything. And God was like, just the three songs. I was like, okay. Turns out he has a good bit to say to prep us for going into the worship this morning. So just bear with me for a moment, okay? The songs that we're going through, they don't all on the surface level seem to like connect, but they do like interweave together. So the first one that we're going through is Come Thou Fount. So the composer, Robert Robinson, continuously throughout this song is pointing to God's goodness and his mercy and his grace. So like in verses 1 and in 2, he's singing, you know, your streams of mercy, God, they're never ceasing. Come, thou fount of every blessing that, you know, proclaiming that every single blessing that we have, it comes from God. And then into verse 2, it says, Jesus sought me when a stranger wandering from the fold of God rescued me from danger, interposed his precious blood. So we're really, you know, focusing in on how good and merciful and gracious our God is. And then back to verse 1, he says, all of these things of God, you know, his grace and his mercy, his blessings, call for songs of loudest praise. That is the natural response. That is what God is deserving of just by his nature and his character. That it calls for our praise as a response to his greatness. All right. But at the same time throughout this song, he starts to acknowledge that as a human, by his own strength, he still fails to really lift up those praises to God. He wanders. His heart wanders on his own. And I think we can all acknowledge that we have the same tendencies, you know, by our human nature. We have these fleshly desires where we just start to wander and look towards other things and not give God the praise that he really is deserving of. So we need the Holy Spirit's guidance and filling to even be teaching us how to praise God and giving us the words to say as we're praising him and trying to live a life that is according to his will. All right. So and he admits us in here. He says, I'm prone to wander, and then asks God to take his heart and bind it to himself. So this is pretty strong language here, right? He's offering his heart up to God and saying, bind it to you. I mean, oftentimes we're like, I don't want to be chained down to anything. But he's literally saying here, like, chain my heart to you, God, so that there is nothing else that I start to look towards. And he acknowledges there that it is only God who can do that. He can't take his heart and bind it to God. He says, here, God. And then God is the one who does that. Okay, so what we take out of this is how when we are to live holy lives, which holy means set apart, right? And how I got here is, you know, if we're wandering from God, we're not living that set apart life for God. So when it comes to living holy lives, we have a tendency to kind of lean in one of either two directions. So first of all, many of us tend to rely on ourselves and on our own strengths and, you know, just do everything right, and then we'll be living a holy life. But when we look at Galatians 5:16, that's really the opposite of what it's calling us to do. Here it says, so I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. So I think sometimes we look at this and we think it says, do not gratify the desires of the flesh, and then you will be walking by the Spirit. That's not at all what it says. It says to walk by the Spirit, and as a result, you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. And so that's really what he's explaining in this song, Come Thou Fount, is that on his own, he can't do it. But if we offer our hearts to God and walk by his Spirit, then he is the one who will lead us to live lives set apart for his glory. So now, unfortunately, I said that was one way that some of us tend to lean. Sometimes we lean the complete opposite direction and say, well, I'm never going to be able to get it right, so why even try, right? And we start to live very passively, like, oh, well, he's a God of grace and mercy, you know, so I can kind of do whatever I want. That's not really what the Bible says. It says to walk by the Spirit. That is not a passive term. That's an active term. You are walking by the Spirit. And even in this song, the action that he's taking is choosing to give his heart over to God. So that is where we have to make that choice and take that action and then allow God to be the one who is doing the work and the transformation through us. All right. So as we're going through this song, this is something that God, I think, really wants us to be focusing on and acknowledging and even choosing to do. And that's where we go into the next song, which is We Fall Down. So it sings, we fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus, the greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. And this, so drawing another connection between these two songs, which I thought was just crazy, in verse 2, sorry, Eli, I'm making you bounce all around. In verse 2, it references 1 Samuel 7, okay, where he says, here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come. So up until now, God, it's only by your help that I've made it here. And I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. So in 1 Samuel 7, what happened is the Philistines were coming to attack the Israelites, right? And so they had to surrender all of their idols, everything that they were placing before God. They laid them at his feet, and they fixed their eyes on Jesus, and he delivered them. And so similarly, you know, as we look to We Fall Down, if we're really offering our hearts to God, that is often going to require sacrifice and giving up some of these things that we're putting before God. So even as we are going through these, spending time listening and allowing him to bring to surface things that we are not currently handing over to him, that are keeping us from experiencing his fullness in our lives on earth. And what I think is so interesting about We Fall Down is this references Revelation 4, right? I'm sorry, I'm almost done. This references Revelation 4, where the elders are laying their crowns at the feet of Jesus, and they're praising him, singing holy, holy, holy over and over again, never growing tired of that. But Chris Tomlin in this song puts it, instead of in the third person in the future, he puts it in first person present. We are right now laying our crowns at the feet of Jesus. So yes, that is something that we have to look forward to in heaven. But as we offer ourselves to God, we start to get little glimpses of what heaven is like, even as we're here on earth. And that is his desire for us. He doesn't want us to have to wait till we get to heaven to really be experiencing all these things. Now, we won't have it to the same extent as there, right? But we get little glimpses of that. That's what we can have when we're here. And that's his desire for us. So then as we go into the last song, Throne Room Song, that is the result of what happens whenever we offer our hearts to God, lay our crowns at his feet, and we experience the fullness of his mercy and love. So in that song, just allow yourself to receive and experience the fullness that he has in store for you this morning and this coming week in your lives, and then what he desires for you, you know, even in his kingdom, here on earth and in heaven. All right, so I'm finished with that, but may we be extra intentional this morning in our time of worship together. So please rise and join me. Thank you. streams of mercy never ceasing. Call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Come now, fount of mercy and grace, till my heart to only sing your praise. Here I raise mine Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Come now, fount of mercy and grace, till my heart to only sing your praise. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy grace, Lord, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. Sing your praise. Come now. Take some time to listen to the Lord as He just reveals to us areas that we are resisting to lay at His feet. So I'll give us a few moments here.
Holy ground, holy ground.
gentle love calling me closer still, closer still. Jesus, you're guiding me to your will, to your will. All of the heavens are singing along with the saints and the elders. Glorious song and the praises they sing never seem to get old. Then I'll stay here forever singing, holy, holy, holy Lord. God Almighty over all. 'Cause you are, and you'll be forever the torn and the doors fling wide. I see glory as I run inside your throne room. Before you I bow. The veil is torn and the doors fling wide. I see glory as I run inside your throne room. Come on, guys, this is exciting stuff. The veil is torn and the doors fling wide. See glory as I run inside your throne room. Before you, I bow. Holy, holy, holy Lord.
So, Jesus, we do acknowledge your presence with us. And because you are with us and you are here, that this place, the place where we're watching from, participating from, is holy ground because you are present.